But you're saying that pharma buys TV spots not to convince people to ask for specific drugs from their physicians, but to subvert the news business?
This is an open secret working for pharma.
Well, I'd never even thought of that.
This is an open secret. The kind of silly ads you see between the news breaks, the points of that is not, it's largely to impact the customer. But the pharma's already got that. They've already bought off the doctors. They're good on that. No, this is an open secret. The news ad spending from pharma is a public relation lobbying tactic, essentially, to buy off the news. The news is a refer. They're not investigating pharma.
I've noticed.
The news has become basically a referee that you were a terrible anti-science Luddite for asking why, you know, the shots that we require our kids to get that fundamentally by their own advertising change the immune system of that child for life, why it's gone from 20 to 70. To even ask that question, the news referees that and calls you anti-science when the two largest vaccine makers in the country are literally criminal enterprises. GlaxoSmithKline and Merck, in the past 5 years, has settled two of the largest criminal penalties in American corporate history for bribing and misleading, bribing doctors and misleading, creating misleading research, who are the two largest vaccine makers. So you literally have the media playing referee that you can't even ask a question.